Very good. Thank you for that hearty singing. Thank you for coming tonight. Looking forward to really a blessed time together. This really is one of the highlights of the year for us as a church family. And know that we come with expectation. Let's look to the Lord in prayer and ask for his rich blessing on our time together. Our gracious Lord, we thank you this evening for the abundant fruit that you have poured out for us and those of us who know you in us and through us. And we pray that as we gather together, that we might be united as we hear various testimonies of thanksgiving with one voice, one heart, one mind, and that in doing so, you might receive great glory. We want to ascribe the glory that is due your name. And we thank you, Lord, that everything that we have is something that we've received. And so we pray that as we try to articulate just a small fraction of our thanksgiving to you tonight, that you would strengthen us in it, and that you would strengthen those who testify, that they might do so in the power of your Spirit. We thank you for your Spirit. We pray that he might meet with us and enable us and sanctify what we say so that it truly would be fitting to who you are. And we'll give you glory and thanks for all of this, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, in just a few minutes, we will begin our time of thanksgiving as a church body. But it's been our custom for many years to read or recite together the 103rd Psalm. And so if you'd like to turn there, if you are absolutely confident in your memory, you don't need to turn there. That's fine. But we want to begin our service, or continue our service, I should say, really by renewing our minds with this wonderful psalm of David. We've given careful consideration to this psalm over the years, but it probably would be good to remind ourselves at the outset really what the intent of this psalm is. This psalm begins with the words, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." Now, the psalm goes on to actually do what that introduction states. But if we just focus for a moment on that introduction, it uses the verb bless, bless the Lord. What is it to bless the Lord? We don't bless the Lord like he blesses us. What are we doing when we bless the Lord? We're giving him praise with an eye toward what? Specific benefits. Specific benefits. We'll hear testimonies tonight that are a little more general in nature, and that's very good. But we'll hear a lot of testimonies that have a specificity to them. They are thanksgiving for specific benefits from the Lord. That's what this psalm is doing. It's praising him with an eye toward these specific benefits. And it's praise that really brings together all of an individual, all that is within me. Maybe even with the intent to give the Lord thanks tonight and the expectation of this Thanksgiving service, we could feel a little flat. There could be parts of our heart that aren't quite united. That would be typical because of our weakness. Well, we have a chance here at the outset to exhort ourselves and exhort one another to bless the Lord with all that is within us. And it is personal. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So we, Pastor, exposited Psalm 145 this past Lord's Day morning. the name of the Lord, particularly his greatness, his goodness, that he's king, that he's benevolent. Okay, that's his holy name. So let's say this together. They're wonderful words. We'll try to keep in step with one another, even if we're saying it in different translations. And we'll give each other lots of grace and mercy if we sort of verge back and forth a little bit and have to look down. Please do. I'm going to look down to keep my bearings here. But let's really glory in the Lord as we say together Psalm 103, a psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, he flourishes. When the wind has passed over it, it is no more, and its place acknowledges it no more. But the loving kindness of the Lord is on those sing from everlasting, on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember his precepts to do them. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you who do doing his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. Well, just a couple of notes of instruction, and we will jump right in. Some of you may have noticed in the lobbies these note sheets. How many of you saw one of these and picked one up? Okay. Well, I think our ushers are going to come forward and distribute these to those who have not got one. So if you would like one of these sheets, I encourage you to take one. Our ushers will pass those out. Pastor asked that these be printed for us for this evening. And maybe this would be helpful to you. Maybe you take notes on these Thanksgiving services anyway. Maybe you have particular things that you're listening for. But perhaps we could all listen for testimonies that really the Lord ministers to us as we hear them, and and jot a note about them so that we can remember what the Lord has done in the lives of our brothers and sisters. And as a little way of actively listening along and engaging in what one another is testifying this evening. So they'll distribute those. You can see the quote there at the top from John Newton, where he is speaking of his Lord and our Lord, and asking that the Lord Jesus would accept the praises that we bring, that we offer up through him and then to him tonight. Many of you have attended our service before. If you are here for the first time, we want to really extend to you a warm welcome. Thank you for being here. Maybe you were invited. Maybe you just kind of, by God's providence, happened upon us this evening. We're grateful the Lord has appointed your steps here. We trust this will be a blessing to you. Our service really is, we'll sing another song, but really pretty much the entirety of the rest of our service will be individuals thanking the Lord for his mercies to them. And in just a moment, in fact, you don't need to wait. As I'm talking, why don't you just come down? If you would like to, if you know you want to give a testimony, would you come down and start here on the inside of these outer pews in the front and just fill out toward the edge? Maybe you think you might take a little bit longer to get up here and you'd like to get a head start. Please do that. Please come on forward. And really want to encourage us to not be afraid of these microphones. The microphone will not bite you. So just step right up, all right? Step right up as close as the microphone as you can. We do want to hear you, okay? This is good. We have a little more space over here if a couple of you don't mind shifting sides. I know that's hard to do, but you're welcome to do that or sit here in the middle. We'll have, in fact, why don't we have the first two? Brother Baker and Sister Baker, would you come? And Becky, Sister Eckberg, you want to come? And we'll do this. So once one gives a testimony and then parts from the microphone, the next person on that side, just go ahead and come up. You'll have to wait while the person on the other side gives a testimony, but that's okay. We want you to be right there. We want our time to be full of testimony, not full of lag, all right? So just step right up, and don't be bashful. If you see that there's any space up here and you're going to give a testimony, please just come on forward, and we'll get in as many of these as we possibly can. Okay, Pastor, am I forgetting anything? Yes, thank you, Pastor Rush. If you could give your name at the beginning, that would be a help to all of us. Brother Baker.
I'll be real close because I know I'm hard to hear. My wife wrote out hers and it was like this, and I said, we need to shorten it because there's a lot of people going to talk. Tomorrow is our 6th wedding anniversary. This is what happens when you really cry out to the Lord for help. Number 2, the successful hip replacement surgery I had this year. Number 3, my introduction to the Exchange. This is a strategy in relational evangelism. And we're teaching that now in our Sunday school class downstairs. And it really has been a way for me to put a strategy together of how to witness to people and be acquainted with them. You know, we all want to lead somebody to the Lord, but what is the plan? And this is a good plan for me. And also, my brother Greg, who many of you prayed for at age 77, has come to the Lord.
And I'm Esther. And in addition to what Chris mentioned, I'm thankful for my own personal growth in sharing Christ with others and for opportunities God provides. By God's grace and work, a neighbor friend has recently come to faith in Christ, and at her prompting, two other unsaved ladies have joined us for the study through John. So I'm thankful for God's great gift of a Savior and for the opportunity to introduce these ladies to him.
Amen. And happy anniversary. Thank you.
Okay, Becky Eckberg.
And I started mine, wrote it out as, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits." One blessed benefit is having my own personal copy of God's Word. It has become dearer and dearer to me every year, and I love it more and more. I praise the Lord for using his Word through the printed page, through tracts, literature, Bible studies, and to save, transform, and to equip believers for God's service. Many of you know that I work with Faith Ministries. We receive letters each week telling of how God is using the tracts and Bible correspondence courses in their lives. So one highlight for me was to receive a letter earlier this year from one of our students who is an inmate in Tennessee. And not all of our students are inmates, but about half of them are. He began our Bible courses in 2012, which was about a year after Keith and I started with the ministry. We have not heard from him since 2014, as he had finished all that we had to offer at that time. And at that time, we recommended other schools that he could contact to continue to receive Bible instruction. But he wrote just this year, and in January, he wrote to tell us how God used Faith Ministries in his life. He said, "As I look back over my Christmas decorations, I see a small tract that you sent me years ago, Call His Name Jesus. I've been using it as decoration for my cell door. Years ago, I participated in your Bible studies. You recommended a Bible college I could contact. I would like you to know how the Lord worked through you to fulfill his plans for my life. A bit of background first. At the age of 19, I was offered a one-year scholarship to Baptist Bible College in Springfield, Missouri. That was before he was in prison. I turned it down. At the age of 49, 30 years later, God used you to steer me back to his path. He provided me with an anonymous benefactor who paid for my tuition. Okay, ours is free, but to go further to this particular college, he had to pay. So somebody sponsored him. He said, I received my master's in Christian counseling and my doctorate in divinity, all according to his plan. Once I obtained my counseling degree, God opened a door for me to use the education he provided. The State of Tennessee Department of Corrections began a program in 2019 that allows inmates to observe other inmates on suicide watch. This gives me ample opportunity to minister to men who are having a hard time in their life. Besides this opportunity, a ministry out of Nashville called Men of Valor works inside here, and I'm one of their small group leaders, part of God's plan. Another opportunity, I was appointed head deacon informally in the prison church, part of God's plan. Another opportunity, I get to preach occasionally, part of God's plan. God used your suggestion and recommendation to open so many doors and opportunities. Never, and he puts it in all caps, minimize anything you do with God. He can and does use anything, all caps, to change a life, fulfill his purpose, and bring about his will. I am always amazed by what he shows me in his word. I began in 2011 reading through the Bible in a year. Every year, I seem to find something else I've not read before. He's using these opportunities to give me messages to preach on. I guess that's about it. I felt compelled to let you know how God has used you and the impact you've had on the life of one man who by extension is impacting others, Lord willing. May God continue to use and bless you and yours in his work on you, through you, and with you. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All you host of his, you who serve him, doing his will, bless the Lord. All you his works in all places of his dominion, bless the Lord, O my soul.
I await a kidney transplant. I'm just so thankful that the Lord is in control and the peace he gives. I know that it may take time, but when the Lord wants me to have that transplant, he's going to have a kidney for me. The Lord brought to my mind from the Lord's Prayer that Pastor Minnick preached about many years ago, in his omniscience, God knows what's best for us. In his omnipotence, he brings about what's best for us. And in his love, he chooses what is best for us. I also want to thank all of you who've come up and said you're praying for me. That really means a lot.
Thank you, Jane. Hello, my name is April Peck, and I have two verses that I want to read. For your husband is your maker, whose name is the Lord of hosts, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, who is called the God of all the earth. This year has been a little challenging. I've had two accidents and one fall that resulted in surgery. And there's times where I really miss Greg, but God is better than Greg as my husband, and he has answered prayers. And then, for your husband is your maker, whose name is the Lord of hosts, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, is called the God of all the earth. And also, I thought I got another verse down, but I can't remember what Psalm it is, but it talks about that God is the father of orphans. And I am the only member of my family left. And God has proven to be that for me also. And sometimes I do call him my daddy, and Pastor Newton and I have talked about that. And it's not disrespectful. I don't mean it disrespectfully. But there are times I just come to him and say, Daddy, I need to put my head on your chest and just rest in you. And he has been faithful through these 5 years that I have not had Greg. And I'm just very thankful. And for you all helping me out in my trials and tribulations with my physical challenges. But that's all I wanted to say tonight. Thank you.
Maria Schaffner. I'm thankful for my friends and my family, pastors, also my brother and my cousins, also for my opa, who just passed into glory on May 2022. And this year, 116, because it is written, be holy for I am holy.
It occurred to me that this is a landmark year for me. In March, the Lord provided a new job in which he has blessed me with more hours in one location than I was averaging and moving from four different locations. So I'm thankful for that. We celebrated our 25th anniversary. So I'm thankful for the Lord blessing me with a faithful and godly wife. I've celebrated my 50th birthday. And the Lord has also reminded me that he has sustained me now for 28 years, so more than half of my life, with a condition known as multiple sclerosis, where he has given me health and strength and ability. I haven't missed a day of work except for medical appointments, and he's always provided faithfully for medical treatments for me, so I'm very thankful for this landmark year the Lord has blessed me with.
As a mother, one of the most precious answers to prayer are those that I have prayed for my children. Our oldest son moved away from us over 3 years ago, and not long after he moved, he confided in me his loneliness and his desire for a wife. So we prayed together, and we claimed Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. And also Proverbs 18:22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. As you know, in a remarkable way, the Lord answered those prayers this year. And my son now has a beautiful, godly wife who loves him with all of her heart. It's a very good thing, and it is great favor from the Lord. The Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord was true to his word. He was a shield to my son in his loneliness. He protected him from the wrong mate and also from strange women. We all know the agony that waiting can be, but true to his word, the Lord gave my son grace to wait and trust in the Lord. At times it felt and looked like the Lord was withholding good, but he wasn't, and he never will. I found that the waiting had at least two very fruitful results for myself. The phrase, "No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly," well, that waiting caused much needed soul searching for both of us. The waiting also strengthened my faith. I think if the Lord had answered our prayer immediately, I could have quickly forgotten that I even asked. But when we had to keep seeking and keep knocking, keep asking and keep waiting, our trust was exercised, and through that exercise, it was strengthened. So I thank the Lord.
Yeah, my name is David Boyd, and as I've thought over the past year and really tried to whittle down the types of praises that I could give tonight, it really came down to three, and only three things that I was praying a year ago, that I really had no clue how the Lord was going to answer those. Some specific, some were general. So my wife has already relayed one, but in more specifics, I had been praying that the Lord would cause or allow Jocelyn to give Jesse a chance. Because he was already at three strikes and you're out. Right? She had rejected him at least three times. But the Lord answered that very specifically, and she did. She gave him a chance, and now they're married. The second was at the beginning of the school year last year, the administration at Bob Jones University informed us that they were going to cut 30 faculty positions. And because I'm the department head, or I was the department head, in the biology department, I did my own analysis as to if one person left, who would take their place. So I did that for all the faculty, and lo and behold, the best person to leave was me. And so I began praying that the Lord would provide something for me and my family, because I knew that the biology department wouldn't be immune to those cuts. Well, I had no clue that the Lord would call me to be a pastor here. That was beyond my wildest dreams, if you can say that. But I was praying that the Lord would provide for me and my family, and he did abundantly beyond I could even ask or think. And just as a side, being the pastor over the seniors is one of the best blessings you can ever imagine. That is I try to encourage the seniors, and every day I just receive blessing after blessing from these dear folks. And one prayer that I pray every day, so I know I was praying it then, was that I would honor my parents. As an older son, right, I'm 52, I still have to honor my parents. So I just pray almost every day, Lord, give me wisdom to know how to honor my parents. And I really had no clue that the Lord would give me the privilege to preach my dad's funeral. What a blessing that was to honor my dad by doing that. And I had that opportunity last Saturday, and I had asked many of you to pray that I wouldn't get the squeaky voice that I have now. and the Lord answered. Not once during that sermon did I get that, and that was really a praise to the Lord. So the Lord answered those three prayers that I was praying a year ago, and I thank the Lord for that, and I look forward to how the Lord is going to answer prayers that I'm praying now, too.
My name is William Collins. I am thankful for our church.
My name is Joy Collins, and I'm thankful to the Lord for his grace to my siblings and I as we cared for my dad after my mom went to be with the Lord almost 3 years ago. In addition to his other health challenges, Dad went through a battle with cancer from April to August of this year. After he passed away at the end of August, I remember thinking about the pain he had before he died, and what involuntarily arose in my heart was, "Oh, death, where is your sting?" Praise be to God that because of Christ's suffering and death, Dad no longer will suffer again. We miss him and Mom, but rejoice that they both are with our loving Savior.
I'm Carol Ring. I have so many things to be thankful for, but I just want to give the main ones this evening so that I don't take up too much time. I want to give praise to my merciful and gracious Heavenly Father for all of his blessings to me. I'm thankful that God sent his only begotten Son to die on a cross to save me, a sinner. I'm thankful that God calls preachers to preach the gospel and that he prompts believers to share the good news so that those who are perishing can be rescued. I praise the Lord for giving me faith to believe into Christ, for saving me, and for granting me the unspeakable gift of eternal life. I'm also thankful for the Word of God that is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. In those scriptures, I find for myself instruction, rebuke, and correction, all of which I so desperately need. In those pages of the Bible, I read comforting words that tell me of God's love for me, and I'm schooled in the character, perfections, and attributes of my God. Because he is omniscient, I can fully trust that he knows what is best for me. And because he is omnipotent, I can rest assured that he does what is best for me all the time. Whether he gives poverty or wealth, pain or pleasure, or sickness or health, I know that everything is given to me by the good hand of the Lord for my benefit, and I praise him for his many, many, many blessings to me.
Hello, my name is Arabelle Sanders, and this past summer I was privileged to join the youth group in the PACE program. The PACE program has already helped me to grow with God, and I am very thankful for all the people who work hard to make that great, such as Pastor Rush, my PACE leaders, and countless other people. I'm also very thankful for all those who put work into the PACE program, activities, fellowships, and me.
My name is Amy Frederick, and I have two things to thank the Lord for tonight. First of all, over a year ago, maybe 2 or 3 years, I had been thinking and praying and desiring a different home, and the Lord just provided a different home for us a month ago and gave me grace to wait on my husband, and the home wasn't ready when I wanted it a year ago. Just when it came on the market, it was the man had been working on it ever since I had been wanting a home. So I'm thankful for the Lord's helping me to wait and to submit. It is best to do that. And the second thing, and it doesn't go without saying, but I am thankful for my children. The Lord has blessed Michael and I with 3 children now, and they are a sweet, sweet means of sanctification for me. And I really am so grateful, and so often I complain, and that is wrong. So I'm very grateful for these dear, dear little ones. And Kenny, do you want to say something that you're thankful to the Lord for?
My daddy.
Yes, and I did not ask him to say that. It was really, he wanted to say it. So thank you all.
I'm Mary Dyshenko. Psalm 119:68 says, "You are good and you do good. Teach me your statutes." I am so thankful that God takes care of widows. It was about 2 years ago that God took my husband home to be with him, and he has been so good to me. I am grateful to him for having me be here and to serve with this body of believers. And I'm also thankful that he brought some wonderful people into my life this year who have been a huge blessing to me. There's one of our songs says, "In heavenly love abiding, no change my heart shall fear. And safe is such confiding, for nothing changes here. The storm may rage about me, my heart may low be laid, but God is round about me. I cannot be dismayed."
My name is Carney McGarry, and I am just very thankful for the people in this church and even outside this church that have poured into my children. As a mom, you feel responsible for every little thing that you're teaching them, and that is true, but I don't think there's a way that I could tell them everything, and even things that I do tell them, they don't often believe me because I'm mom, you know. Anyways, so having somebody else in their life that says the same thing that I already told them, but they believe it from them, so I'm very thankful for all of you Sunday school teachers, PACE leaders, even older peers in the youth group, all of you that have taken the time to speak truth into my children's lives. Thank you.
My name is Malachi Crane, and I would like to thank the Lord for his provision for our family and his guidance. And I'd like to thank the Lord for who he is and what he has done for us.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good evening. My name is Jimmy Austin. First, I give all thanks, exaltation, blessing, and praises. Glory, hallelujah to my Father God, Creator, Lord, Savior, Messiah, Jehovah Jesus Christ. First and foremost, I'm thankful and grateful for my Heavenly Father's perfect plan of redemption for me and the whole world. Jesus Christ came here on earth and left his throne. He died for my sins. Jesus Christ was buried. Jesus Christ arose on the third day to bring me victory, redemption, salvation, forgiveness, and pardon for my willful disobedience, and a new life in him, and a new family, the body of Christ, a new birth in his Holy Spirit. I'm thankful and grateful for Jehovah Jesus Christ doing heart surgery on me. Thanks for the heart transplant, according to Ezekiel chapter 36. Verses 21 through 28. I'm thankful and grateful to Jesus Christ for the pastoral leadership here at Mount Calvary Baptist Church, and also for the publishers being led by the Holy Spirit. There's no difference between a red apple and a green apple. It has the same seed. There's no difference between humanity. We had two first parents, Adam and Eve, that sowed a seed in us, and we all are sinners in need of a Savior. We're no different. Pastor Minnick, I thank you for answering the call of Jesus Christ on your life. Truly, you are a true worshiper in spirit and truth, and a mighty man of God, Jehovah Jesus Christ. Dr. Newton and other pastoral leaderships here at Mount Calvary Baptist Church, I speak the same for you all as well. Pastor Greg Hoffman, I will never forget how the Lord Jesus Christ's sovereign power, his providence, used you. I've never been upstate South Carolina. I remember standing on the porch off Cedar Lane. My heart was heavy. I just lost my oldest daughter, who left behind six kids. I was pursuing peace, learning to walk away from troubles, trying to have a better life, honestly. For the first time in her life, she used drugs, and her kidneys failed. She went on to be with the Lord, hallelujah. I taught all my kids the gospel of Jesus Christ. They all are believers and have faith in Jesus Christ's name and his atoning work. So I was crying out to the Lord for his help with my eyes closed. And I shouted at the end of my prayer, "Lord, if you don't help me, I won't be helped." I began to praise Jesus Christ, and I opened my eyes, and you were standing there. You were looking for another guy Jesus had you evangelizing, but you met me. You looked and said, "Wow." Then you asked me, was I saved and understood the gospel? I said, yes, and you invited me to church service, and I was delighted and took the invite. You also gave me a Christmas gift to go pick up my car from out of town because all my belongings was in it. I'm forever thankful and grateful to the Lord for that mighty move. Then the coming week, you brought me to my Papa Paul Kay. I grew up without my parents. My grandmother and grandfather taught me the gospel. Born of a mother of witchcraft. Homeless as a kid. No one to raise me but the Lord Jesus Christ. My grannies went home to be with the Lord. I thank the Lord for praying with and for my biological mother and forgiving her and asking her for forgiveness. My mother now is saved, redeemed, delivered, and born again. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your shed blood. Papa Paul, I glorify the Lord Jesus Christ for you, spending 7 days a week with me, admonishing me, reproofing me, instructing me, and correcting me with the Lord Jesus Christ's love and word. I'm thankful that I have such a papa like you who walked alongside me and never gave up on me. Thanks for showing me how to be a true worshiper in spirit and in truth, how to be a God-fearing man, husband, and father. You're the best papa in the whole world and that I never had. But thank Jesus Christ I got you now, Papa. Mother Keck, thank you for listening to the Holy Spirit and receiving me as your own child. Thank you, Mother Keck, for all the encouragement and prayers and the delicious food you cook for your family and all others. I also thank you, Mother Keck, for showing me what a God-fearing woman, wife, and mother is like. Brother Jesse, thanks for being kind to me. May the Lord Jesus Christ keep, strengthen, and guide you and your family through this life's journey as you continue to follow Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. The body of Christ here is so big, I can't remember everybody's name, so you all forgive me. Andrew West, thanks, bro. Mr. Zane and Mrs. Pam, thanks. And I'm thankful and grateful for you all and the Lord Jesus Christ loving your hearts towards me. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you all and hundredfold. I encourage myself and the whole body of Christ to repent if we have unconfessed sins, transgressions, or iniquities, or for grieving the Holy Spirit in our hearts, and to seek the Lord's face in prayer and repent, repent, repent. Thank you. I bless you and I praise you, Jehovah Jesus Christ. Glory, hallelujah. And the gospel of Jesus Christ is more than enough for me. Mr. Bob, Mr. Al Haney, other Mr. Al, Mr. Homer, Miss Sarah, Miss Amy and husband, Brother Marlon and family, Kyle's brother-in-law and family, Mr. Mike and Chris, Mr. Chris, and all the darling elder women who never cease to encourage and love on me. Jehovah Jesus Christ bless, keep, and guide you all in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Please, body of Christ, remember the gospel of Jesus Christ is more than enough for us all. Glory, hallelujah. Mr. Baker and Miss Esther and my Bible teacher and family, I thank y'all, and I'm forever grateful to Jehovah Jesus Christ for you all.
Hello. My name is Rebecca Crane. It is about a year ago, November, we were in Papua New Guinea, actually waiting in the bank line for 3.5 hours. And it was then we bought tickets to return to actually go to Australia. And little did we know at that time that the Lord was setting in motion with that decision a series of steps that we did not have any idea where it would lead. But we are thankful that we can trust the Lord with all our hearts and not lean on our own understanding and know that He will direct our paths in straight ways. Even as we prepared for our trip to Australia, the Lord had given me a sense that something big was coming in 2025 for our family, though I had no idea what that all meant. And as an aside, I'm very thankful to the Lord that He only tells us what we need to know at any certain point in time and not the whole picture at the same time. I even actually said to Matt one evening in December, this is before we even left, I said, you know, we're going to Australia for you, but what if there was something wrong with me? And we both laughed about it, and then Matt said, you never know. And I said, we just kind of went on and realized, yeah, we really don't know. But I do praise the Lord that even as He brought us to Australia, that my cancer was diagnosed early and that I was able to get good treatment early. And we have just seen the Lord's care for us over and over and over again and brought us to the right doctors, has provided housing for us, provided friendships and help for our boys, And all of this is a testimony, truly, of how good and gracious our God is. Psalm 121 has been of special significance to our whole family this year. Our help truly has come from Yahweh, who has made the heaven and earth. We have been kept by the one who does not slumber or sleep. And he has kept us from all evil. I will say, I had to wrestle with the Lord with that for a while. Because cancer and broken bodies and hard things are not good. And how do we reconcile being kept from all evil when you see hard things happening? But God, in his grace and in his mercy, turned my heart to trust him and to praise him with confidence that he has kept us from all evil. He's kept our hearts from the evils of bitterness and anger and unbelief, and brought us through and kept our souls truly by his grace and his mercy. And I do thank him truly for keeping us this year.
Robert Arnold, and I am thankful that I didn't get hurt very bad when I was riding down down my cousin's driveway on a scooter, and I fell off and I hit my chin and bit the inside of my lip, and that I did not get hurt worse than I did.
My name is Paul Crocker, and although this is my fourth praise service, it'll be my first time to give a testimony. And that is not for lack of things for which to praise him. In fact, if there is a praise service every day through eternity, that would not be enough time to praise the Lord for all that he's done for me. I have started a new habit. I carry this black book with me everywhere I go. It's the size of my smartphone, so I just shove it in my pocket with my wallet. And the reason I do that is, I'm sure you've all had the experience where a warm thought comes to our mind, but we don't have all the time that we would like to chew on it and fully bring it to what it could be. But with this book, what I get to do, I have a pen rubber banded to it. And if I don't have that much time, I just pull it out, write it down, and I get to go back later and think about it, because otherwise I might forget, and sometimes that does happen, where we have a meditation and we are planning on finishing it later perhaps, but the thought just dissipates. This is a good way to keep that from happening. And from that have sprung two praises in particular. One of them is that I am nothing, and that may not sound like a praise at first, but really, what is any of us except a sinner saved by grace? When I stop to think about this, it makes me more inclined to extend grace to the people who fail, because who among us doesn't? I really don't have anything to offer to the Lord, so it makes me more inclined to think of them really as people with the same needs that I have. And the second thing is that I'm so thankful for the godly authorities that the Lord has placed in my life, especially my parents. Not that I'm perfect at all when it comes to giving them the honor and respect that is due them, but there is a hymn that has become very dear to me, the part of it that goes, "Recount unto thy children's hearts the things which thou wast told, the truth which thou hast heard and known from generations old." And I praise the Lord with all of my being that I have parents who did this for me. They taught me the gospel from a very young age. And the Lord did eventually bring me to a point of accepting that. But I'm so grateful that my parents have put so much energy into teaching me the truth and into leading me that I might know more of my Savior, that I might not depart from the truth. The Lord truly is good.
My name's David Washer, and my wife would be here tonight, but we have a little one at home, which we are very thankful for. Psalm 145:7 says, "They will eagerly utter the memory of your abundant goodness." My wife and I have many abundant goodnesses we can thank the Lord for. We think through our time in college, dating, leading up to marriage. We have so many helps and provisions from the Lord that we can trace as abundant goodnesses. But we want to thank the Lord especially for our newborn little boy, and we want to thank you for those who have prayed for us over this last year. As some of you may remember, we unexpectedly lost our first in January, and it was not long after that that we found out we are expecting our son, but there was complications of a different nature. It was by the beginning of the second trimester that our doctors told us that there was a 50-50 chance of the baby making it, and that all they could do was monitor us for if there was a miscarriage. It was right around this time that Pastor Minnick preached Mother's Day message on Hannah and emphasized that God answers prayer and how we must lay ourselves out before the Lord. And so we did. And at this time, we also started asking our church to pray. The doc told us in the next week, as you all had prayed, and the Lord saw fit to answer our prayers, that there had been a significant improvement in the pregnancy. We almost just watched this cloud rolling in, and that was the time it turned. And as we continued to pray, we're thankful that things continued to clear up. And by the time we reached the last trimester, things had completely resolved, and the baby was healthily born on November 13th. We're so thankful for your prayers and support. Many of you have just come and just asked again and again and again how we were doing and assuring us that you were praying on our behalf. But most of all, we thank the Lord for his goodness and his provision to us. Like Hannah, we have chosen to name this baby Samuel because we say with her, "For this boy, we," and we include you in that, our church family, "we have prayed." There were definitely many dark times this year, but the Lord has given us abundant goodnesses, and we eagerly utter those things and praise him for that.
Taika, I'm thankful for Paul Cocker family, my teacher. He talked to us every Sunday downstairs. And I got Donna family. I'm thankful for Donna family, too. I'm thankful for the whole church. And I'm thankful for my mama and everybody.
Yes, my name is Janice.
A little closer to the mic.
Oh, sorry. My name is Janice Davis, and I'm going to read part of Psalm 103 because this is kind of my life, what my life has been. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget none of his benefits. Who pardoned all your iniquities, who healed all your diseases, who redeemed your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. And I was not raised in a Christian home. A lot of people would say now today it was dysfunctional. And yet, when the Lord saved me, it was the most wonderful thing that ever happened in my life, and it's still the most wonderful thing that could ever happen. And what I like to do sometimes, I like to think back through my life from my birth and think through all the way to when the Lord saved me. And I just see his goodness. I don't see those other things that happened in my family life or just because of what I did. And I just thank him for that. And I just think about that. Crowns you with loving kindness and compassion. And he does that. What a blessing. And I have many things to be thankful for, but I think I'm thankful for my husband, my children, my grandchildren. I'm very thankful for this church. I'm very thankful for the teaching of the Word of God. And I wish I had more time to have more time with a lot of other people I have never met here. So thank you.
Hello, my name is Israel Sanders, and I am 7 years old. I grew up in a Christian home, and I have been attending Mount Calvary my whole life, and I'm thankful that our move went well, and that when we're done unpacking, that we will have everything, and nothing will be lost, and that Thanksgiving will go well, and that will adapt to our house.
Hello, my name is Christina Sanders. I wanted to give a testimony of praise again, as a repeat, if you guys were here a few years ago, about the audio ministry. I felt it was worth talking about again. If you all are not taking advantage of the audio ministry, you really should start. I set a goal for myself this year to listen through Romans, and I am not going to make it. I'm not going to finish. But I'm on chapter 8, and this year the Lord has really taught me how to be calm more than I have been able to in the past. I think for the first time through some of the things I've been hearing, I'm really starting to realize I don't have to do something about everything that's happening in my life. It's not my job to just fix everything. And I don't know how many of you feel like you just go from one trial to another, but it's just a lot of stuff always happening. And I'm just so incredibly thankful. Whenever I start listening to a new series, I'd like to look at the date of it and think about, you know, what was I doing when Pastor Minnick was preaching this the first time? And you know, he started Romans when I was in 10th grade. It's probably about 15 years old, and honestly, probably one of the hardest years I've ever had in my life. And I just listened to the things, and I think, man, if that little girl could have known all of these eternal truths, what a difference it would make. But now I do know those things, and it does make a difference. And I'm just so thankful for the good preaching here and the ministries here. And I'm thankful to all the people that take all of their time to invest in us, because it changes everything for us. I guess I'll just end there. But thanks.
My name is Sarah Hartwig, and earlier this year, Pastor Minnick said in a message that sometimes people gives physical needs to teach us to trust him so that we learn to trust him about spiritual things. And this year has been an expensive year for me with house projects and some travel, and most of these were anticipated and planned for, but I did not anticipate a sewer line repair. And, you know, some projects you can deliberate about, you can shop around for good price. Maybe you can push it off a couple months, but you can't do that with a sewer line repair. So, but God has been faithful and supplied all that I need physically. And through this, he has been growing my faith that of his ability to work in spiritual ways. And there's two passages that are promises that I prayed many times this year to the Lord. And I'm a work in progress. He's growing my faith in these two passages. And the first is 1 Timothy 2, starting in verse 4. It says that God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. And this passage gives me expectation that when I share the gospel and when I hear of others sharing the gospel with lost people, that God intends to save some of the people that we speak to. And since God desires for all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, he has people in Greenville, South Carolina, in our neighborhoods, around our church, in our neighborhoods where we live, among our friends, our coworkers, our acquaintances, that he intends to save. And maybe he would use me, and maybe he would use you to tell them about Christ. And then a second passage, Philippians 1:6 says, "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ." And this has grown my confidence that when I do see someone respond, maybe in faith or taking some steps towards the Lord, but then maybe turn away or lots of ups and downs, not sure what's going on, that if this person is truly God's child, then God will keep her, and God will do his sanctifying work in her life. And I'm grateful for the physical needs that have taught me about God meeting spiritual needs.
Shufang, before you give your testimony, really two more. Shufang, if you could, we'll have you give yours, and then Rogers, if you want to come up, and then we're going to take a break. So the rest of you just sit tight for a little bit.
Good evening. My name is Shufang Fu. I'm very thankful that God brought my family here 11 years ago. I'm very thankful that God saved me, such an unworthy sinner. I'm thankful for the sound teaching here and from our pastors, from the teachers, and for the body of believers who are so faithful praying and bearing each other's burdens. I'm very thankful for my husband. He is a good husband and good father to us. And we have two children, Kevin and Lorraine. And I would like to share one answered prayer for one of my children. Kevin, he asked me to read his praise and thanksgiving to the Lord to testify about God's goodness to him. Hello, my name is Kevin Fu. I want to praise and thank our God for what he has done to me. Truly, our God's steadfast love endures forever. His loving kindness and compassion never fail. Last year, I experienced a genuine transformation for the first time, and I can confidently say I fully submitted my life to God. Although I first tasted the works of the Holy Spirit when I was 13, looking back, I can see that those seeds fell among the thorns. These last 8 also years have been characterized by a strong love for the world and a life that was lived on my own terms. During this time, I believed that the word of God was the truth, but it wasn't a genuine belief that brought about a change in behavior and bearing fruit. Instead, it was dominated by a love for the pleasures this world had to offer. My heart was very hardened. I felt that the Bible was becoming repetitive, and God's commandment were a burden and not a delight. But despite my unfaithfulness, God continued to pursue me. In the last half of college, God worked in many small but incremental ways to soften my heart. This culminated to last winter break, when I was brought to prayer and reading my Bible again for the first time in a long time. And this time, my heart's desire, which had for a long time, for so long been only self-seeking, was to love God. I knew my heart's problem a love for the world. I turned to Ecclesiastes and David Gibson's Living Life backward. There, God opened my eyes to truly understand and believe the truth, a life lived with the end in view. God has truly been so merciful, and he has not dealt with me according to my sins. I am beyond thankful for this church, for the good biblical teaching of our pastors that I sat under for so many years, and for a church full of people who pray. Every time I visited, so many of you all would tell me, you have been praying for me. God has been faithful, and he has heard your prayers. Earlier this year, I was blessed to be able to attend both memorial services for Dr. D and Josh Rush. Sitting through the services, I was moved by the faithful testimonies of these two men and couldn't help but reflect on my own life and how many years I'd wasted seeking my own and doing what I wanted. How if I were to die today and give an account to God, I would fall so short of hearing these words, "Well done, you good and faithful servant." But now I can confidently testify my desire to be faithful in all the little things first as a bond slave of Christ, denying myself and picking up my cross daily. Praise the Lord. Thank you for praying for us.
My name is Delvin Rogers, and I'm thankful for the Bible and family.
Thank you so much. Well, Brother Sam is going to come, and we're going to sing. I think there's a switch out of our nursery workers. Thank you for your service in that way. And we'll stand and stretch in a minute as we sing. If you want to give a testimony, I would invite you to come down, especially on this side. We've got plenty of room, so just fill up those pews so we can start back up after we sing. Would you stand?
Together to ask the Lord's blessing.
Lisa and Jonathan.
Well, Psalm 66:16 says, "Come and hear, all who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for my soul." 2024 and 2025 have been probably the hardest years of my 40-plus years. And I, somewhat tongue-in-cheek, said to my husband, you know, there's just times when it seems like for tears instead of a bottle God needed a bucket. And the Lord's taken me through a dark night of the soul. The consensus overall from doctors was simply just postpartum, the transfusion that I went through afterwards, and some complications that I had after delivery with Joel, and just normal changes in midlife as well. But when something is not measurable and hard to diagnose, and there doesn't seem to be any end in sight, and the tunnel is dark, so to speak, for those of you who've been through something like that, there's just so many fears that you wrestle with. And you know God is good, as was mentioned earlier, but a lot of the theology that you've ingested all your life, you begin to realize that there needs to be a working out of that in your life. And God has really used this experience in my life to bring that about. It really has affected every area of my life, spiritually, physically, emotionally, but God. And I stand before you today. The purpose of this testimony is not to put a spotlight on all of that, but just to give glory and praise to my awesome God. And he truly is worthy, and nothing is too difficult for him. It is impossible to convey all that he has done. I would need to sit down so that I didn't disobey 1 Timothy 2 and make sure that my husband got a chance. There would just be way too much for me to say. But I have learned through the difficulties just a variety of things that I want to praise the Lord for. The first is that, as Psalm 94:19 says, in the multitude of my anxious thoughts, he does delight my soul. His comforts do delight my soul. And for any of you that have been in one of those really dark places, you know that, that he is just that ever-present help in our extremity and in our vulnerability. The line of a song that just keeps coming back to me the last couple weeks has been, for when the heart its weakness knows, 'tis then to God the glory goes. And that has just been so evident. And I've learned the power of the scriptures more and more, and to press into the promises of my Father, that he's a personal God. And I've experienced the unshakable reality of their truth. I understand so much more experientially as a result. I have a growing love for the gospel. The same grace of God in my salvation is the grace that keeps and sustains me every day. And I do not keep myself. And there just have been times I just weep over that, that God, in his mercy and in our weakness, keeps us. And my desire to share that with others then is just so much greater as well. I've developed a growing understanding of his love for me, that he keeps me in the tightest of places, at the very bottom, at my lowest. Many mornings during this past year, when I had had 0 to 3 hours of sleep for whatever reason, I just went through a time of many months of insomnia, and all I could do was sing and pray on my face and cry out for God, and he was always there. He was always there. Praise is key. When I am able to give thanks in the trial for the refining process that God is taking me through, I glorify him. And when God directs me into something of his choosing, I can count on his grace to be there to sustain me, even when I'm at my wit's end. And he guides my sanctification. Let patience have its perfect work. And the timing, the waiting, that is the hardest part, but that's something that only he can determine. And every choice to obey the Lord and to do the next right thing is important. Can I just encourage any of you out there who are going through something difficult, that choice to do the next right thing and to honor the Lord in however mundane or small that thing may be is important. Sometimes we think, you know, if I could just get through this, then I could really serve. And I've learned that the ministry is now. God works through us in our weakness. We so often think, you know, how much better I could serve him if fill in the blank. But Our greatest chance to be a testimony is in the fire many times. I praise God for the body of Christ, for the many of you who have just literally lifted our arms this year and have been such an encouragement to us. We praise the Lord for you. You truly are a family to us. And I praise the Lord for my husband, for his support and encouragement, and how he knits couples together in these hard things, just incredibly. And I also finally just want to praise him for the clues that he's giving us as to possible triggers as well, and things that we're looking into. Just little bit by little bit, he's guided us and helped us. I'm thankful.
I want to thank the Lord for a wife and children who love the Lord and who have sought to honor him in trials. This has been an incredible year for our family. Lisa has needed my support more at home. And since our son Joel was born 18 months ago, I changed jobs to a work-from-home job that became an on-site 80 hours a week, 7 days a week job. The Lord saw fit that that company would go into bankruptcy, and I lost my job in January 31st. The Lord's physical protection, I want to praise him for that. In Psalm 145:20, it says, "The Lord keeps all who love him." Our circumstances have been so significant and so severe this year that I acknowledge I cannot keep my family. The Lord protected my wife and Joel in a very dangerous situation this year. He also protected my sister in Africa. She's a missionary. Her coworker was taken hostage, not in the same event, but in the same country, and has redeployed her right now to a different country. Not of her own choosing, but of his direction. Praise the Lord for physical help. There's two families in this church, you know who you are, that we would not be here without your help. Thank you for dropping everything to pray with us, to help us. We thank the Lord for Christian neighbors, older couple, that Lisa can enter their door at any time. I'm often an hour away in a project in someone's attic, and Lisa can immediately enter their door and receive help and encouragement, and I am thankful for that. God put them there. I'm thankful for your prayer support. Many of you have chosen to focus on spiritual encouragement rather than fixes, and I really appreciate that. And thank you to those of you who have reached out to us and allow us to reach out to you. We really appreciate it. Thankful for the Lord's financial provision. We had a situation that the Lord saw fit that our bank account would go to 71 cents this year. That is a scary place to be. And the Lord saw fit to allow me to start my own company doing remodeling. And the Lord has always provided the next project. As soon as I get near finishing something, the phone rings and someone else says, "Hey, can you come take a look at this?" And the Lord has just grown that to now I have around a month of work waiting for me. I just praise God for that. Psalm 20, verse 7 says, "Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord." I'm thankful to our church family for financial gifts, individually and corporately, that you've given. We really appreciate it. We've really needed it. We're very thankful. I'm thankful to a family member who provided the ability for our three children, part of the bill for them to go to the Christian school. I praise God for that. We've needed that, and God has been using that in our kids' lives. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the jail ministry, being able to continue. I was asked this year, there was another person who had come back from hip surgery, and they were needing to bump one of the religious volunteers. And I was asked, why do you do this? And I wrote that out to them, and I prayed with it about my wife. I talked to the FBFI, our head chaplain, came to visit. And he said, "Jonathan, you got a lot going on in your family." He's like, "Maybe you need to set this aside for a while." And God, in his mercy, gave direction to continue. And it has been a really exciting year in the jail ministry. couple highlights. There's a man, 38 years old, and it came to me on his 38th birthday, and he said, I was sentenced today. And I said, okay. He says, yeah, I was sentenced to 38 years in jail, equal to my birthday. And he said, God was merciful to me. He said, this is beyond what I could expect. He says, I'm in for double murder. He said, God is merciful to me. And a man named Levi, who was our Bible study leader for 3 years, many men came to trust Christ due to his faithfulness there and the patterns of Bible study and prayer that he set in place among his peers there. And he said to me, Lord, leave me here. Let me delay my sentencing as long as I'm effective for you, as long as you can use me here. And he was greatly used of the Lord. A man named Rhett, a friend who got out of jail and this year got into some trouble. And he submitted to a 7-month discipleship recovery program. He recently graduated, was able to go to his graduation, and now he's working for a Christian business. And it's the first time that he's been able to work for a Christian business, and he's really excited about that. They don't serve alcohol, and he's thrilled. He's a chef. Just praise God for that, Lord providing for him and seeing God get him through some really dark days. I'm thankful for our men's ministry here and recently publishing tracts. Thank you for those that have put so much work into that. It's a blessing to have more resources to use. I'm also thankful for 2 fellowship groups that have been started on Saturdays and just the opportunity to work with men that are older and younger than I and be sharpened by them and develop friendships on a more one-on-one basis. And let me know if you're interested. We want to see those groups expand and others lead them as well. And then also, I'm just thankful for character development in our family, how God can use things that seem like a real train wreck to bring good for him. In 1 Peter 1:6-7, it says, if necessary, so it's of God's appointment, that you've been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may result in the praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
My name is Clinton Walker, and I am thankful for my mom and dad and my brother and my 2 dogs.
Thank you very much. What is your first name again? Quentin. Quentin? Thank you very much. Brother Eric, are you coming too? No. Okay.
My name's Olivia. I want to thank the Lord. A few months ago, not too long ago, I had an accident in our pool. I was by the jet and in our pool, and some chemicals got in the oxygen that was around where it was pumping, and I breathed it in, and I could not breathe, and my mom had to call the hospital, but he gave me joy and just peace. He gave me joy to have some time with my mom. We had to stay up late for me to be able to take some more of my medicine and peace through the night to sleep. So I just want to thank the Lord for that.
Thank you. Amen.
My name is Arlene Still. And before I read the text that was sent to me, I do have a lot to be thankful for. I'm so thankful for our pastors. I'm so thankful for the Word of God that is taught. That is what changes you. I am so thankful for this church family. You are my family. I'm going to live with you forever. Hopefully, I will have time to sit down and talk with every one of you someday, at least in heaven. But I would have to say that I need you. When you are out in the world, throughout the whole week, when you go to the store and you see the wickedness of people, and it's just obvious the things that they live for and the things that they do. Then you come to church and you're like, yes, I can be with these people and I can praise the Lord and I can talk about the Savior. And it also is very grievous and sad to me when I look at these people and I realize their end. And that makes me just want to even try more to be a good witness and let them know about my faith in Jesus Christ. I am so thankful for you all. Thank you for being my family. Now, I've got a text from Lynette Bolin this morning, and she wanted me to read this. Praise the Lord for being a kind, loving Heavenly Father who gives good gifts to His children. About 2 months ago, the Lord unexpectedly provided for me to visit my brother's family in Taiwan this year for Thanksgiving. He also provided safe travel with only one small delay. Though I will be on the other side of the world, I don't want to miss the opportunity to give him the glory. Thank you.
Thank you. Christopher.
Hi, my name is Christian Hines. I have a few praises. First of all, I'm very thankful for the Lord's loving kindness and His grace for saving me this February, and for really showing me that I was not saved and that I was putting the world first instead of Him. And as was said earlier with Kevin's testimony, I was like the seed among the thorns, and the word was choked out of me. I'm very thankful for the Lord and His grace and for pursuing me. And I'm very thankful now that I can pursue Him. I'm also very thankful for the Lord helping me in my prayer life as well, especially near the end of this year. My prayer life has been very weak recently, and probably about a month ago or so, the Lord has really helped me to strengthen that part of my life and to really pray about everything, you know, and it's been a blessing that I've been able to do that. And lastly, I'm very thankful for this church family and the programs that we were able to put on, especially the Christmas cantata that we will be putting on here in a few weeks. About 2 years ago, I invited someone from my work to go to the Christmas cantata, and she said that she would not be able to come because she used to go to church and she did not think that was for her, and that she openly was not a Christian and that she had no interest in coming. And last year I invited a group of people to the cantata, which she was a part of, and no one came. But praise the Lord, I invited the same group of people this year, and three people already have confirmed that they will be attending, and she is one of them. And while this is a prayer request, you know that the Lord would touch her heart, and anyone else who comes who may not know Him, it is also a praise that the Lord can soften the hearts of stone, and for the provision of a church like ours where we are able to perform these programs. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts." And I pray that this next verse will apply to this one person and everyone else who attends who may not know Christ. Jeremiah 24:7 says, "I will also give them a heart to know me, for I am the Lord, and they will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me wholeheartedly."
Thank you. Encouraging. Stephanie.
My name is Stephanie Hyman, and I would like to thank God for His mercy to me. As many of you know, I've been going to doctors for around 30 years for my illness, Sometimes I have many stroke issues, heart issues, and temporary paralysis. At one point, my diaphragm became weak, so my doctor asked me to go to the doctor, to the hospital, in case I needed to go to the ventilator. And I want to thank God for letting me live. One thing that has been on my heart a lot lately is the story where Jesus made his disciples go into the boat. Then he orchestrated a storm to overtake them. But that storm was an opportunity for them to see Jesus like they had never seen him before. Jesus walked into the storm to them. And no matter how big the storms of life become, we never have to walk alone because God himself is with us. And I'm so thankful for him and for the people he's brought into my life. I want to thank God for my family. My kids have been one of the greatest gifts God has ever given to me. My husband has faithfully provided for us, and he has spent thousands of dollars for me to see doctors and to have medicine. My parents have been such an encouragement and an example to me. They taught me about God, and they have displayed great confidence in God, even in the midst of suffering. And I want to thank God for you all, for your kindness to us and for your prayers. And in recent weeks, God provided around $9,000 to help us. And he also provided another vehicle for us. And a lot of that came from you all. Thank you. And I thank God for you.
Thank you. Good. Yes.
My name is Melanie Perkins, and I'm really thankful for God's patience.
My name is Kamery, and I'm really thankful for the freedom to worship God here at Mount Calvary.
Amen. Very good. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Tyler Trometer. I would like to thank the Lord for who he is and what he has done for us during our deputation as we prepare to go to North Africa in early 2026. On our deputation travels, we even named our van. Our daughter likes art a lot, and our son's name is Vincent, so we went with Vincent Van Gogh. Many times, deputation highlights our own spiritual and physical weaknesses, and we thank the Lord for the blessings that it was to us. And I would just like to name a few of those, the things that we are thankful for. We thank God for you and for your prayers. We are always greatly encouraged to return, sometimes a little bit weary, to you and hear you say how you're praying for very specific things that we have mentioned. Thank you. We thank God for his protection. We drove 40,000 miles to deputation meetings in 16 states, and Jesus said that he would be with us always, and we're thankful for his kind protection. We thank God for the precious family time together in the van and the special places we got to visit. Singing, listening to the Bible and books, and praying together are memories that we will always cherish. We thank God for the health he provided. We were staying in a missions home in Ohio, and a four-year-old drove up to the home on a four-wheeler, something we didn't expect. When Cassie finally located this child's mother, the Lord ended up using that to lead us to a chiropractor who could adjust Cassie while we were on the road. The Lord led us to a chiropractor here in Greenville who has been able to provide significant relief for Cassie, and we thank the Lord for these things. We thank God for the kindness of God's people to us on deputation. People received us in their homes so generously, and churches took great pains to meet our needs. 3 John says, "Beloved, it is a faithful thing you do in all your efforts for these brothers, strangers as they are, who testify to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God." And we're so thankful that we got to see many people to whom we were strangers just before that really take such good care of us, and we rejoice in what God did. We thank God for the people of God that we were able to fellowship with. We met dear people who guaranteed us of their prayers. We met faithful pastors who were preaching faithfully. We met new believers who had been saved and baptized. We started deputation with some trepidation, and we finished with an extended family in Christ. We thank God most of all for Christ. All of these blessings pale in comparison with our Savior, whom we seek to proclaim. Our hearts share Paul's sentiments in Philippians 3, where he says, "But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord."
I'm Judah Griffith, and I'm thankful for my friends and family, and I'm also thankful for the church.
Thank you. Good.
Hello, my name is Michaela Boyd. This summer, the Lord provided a summer job for me at a coffee shop. He taught me much, such as the importance of being on time, diligence, and people skills. He also showed me how much I need him, both physically and spiritually. At different times, I was tired and tempted to do something wrong, or felt like not giving the gospel and standing up for what is right. Other times, the Lord blessed me with a great day at work. Through it all, the Lord faithfully forgave me when I fell and answered my many prayers for courage, joy, strength, and boldness as he supplied above what I could ask or think. God really blessed me with a wonderful, enjoyable first job that taught me a lot. He strengthened my faith in him through this summer. Through all my triumphs and failures, he remained faithful to me, even when at times I had very little faith. We truly can do nothing without him. One verse that has been really encouraging to me this summer, a promise from God from 2 Timothy 2:13, "When we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself."
Thank you, Michaela. Anna.
My name is Anna Rush. A year ago, on November 26, Josh and I sat in an ER room listening to the testimonies from you all while we had just received the news about a possible cancer diagnosis. I remember wondering if I could praise the Lord for his present help in time of trouble. I thought, next year we will both stand up here and praise the Lord for getting us through to the other side of cancer. Tonight, I want to stand here knowing what Josh is doing right now with his faith made sight, praising the Lord for all the things the Lord has done. I stand here still walking by faith, not by sight. I want to offer unto God the sacrifice of thanksgiving in the midst of great trouble, to know and to have found him so near that there cannot be but praise. That night, while I waited for Josh to get out of the CT scan in the hospital ER room, I was reading the book, The War Should Rise, a devotional thoughts for times of trouble by Mrs. Howard Taylor, the daughter-in-law of Hudson Taylor. These verses from Isaiah 42 were referenced in the chapter I was reading. "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Fear not, for I am with you." I praise the Lord for his ever-present help, his faithfulness, and tender love for Josh and I as we pass through the valley of weeping. And as I continue walking along with my tender shepherd, even though there were moments that we felt like the waters would overwhelm us, but they never did. Underneath were the everlasting arms. After the Lord took Josh, the kids and I started reading, Pilgrim's Progress again. We're reading Little Pilgrim's Progress, where Christian's a rabbit. But we made it to Christiana's journey, where she received the little golden anchor. She says, "You know what it is. What is the use of an anchor? If it is firmly fixed, the sailors do not mind how rough the seas may be. The anchor holds their vessel safely, though the waves may be tossing and the wind roaring all around them. So if you love the King, the hope that he will help you will keep you your heart from failing. And though you may be in the greatest danger or difficulty, you will never be really afraid." Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Hebrews 10:23. I want to also praise the Lord for our church family, who are a part of the comfort God brings to us in suffering. And I know the entire Rush family would testify of your love and support. I remember many pain-filled nights for Josh that I cried out to the Lord and asked him to wake people up to pray. And I know many of you were up praying. Thank you for writing cards, crying with me and us, loving my children, giving food, cleaning, and giving financially. Thank you for your continued prayers as we continue to walk this path that the Lord in his providence has us on. Early this summer, Josh wrote me a note. It was from Psalms 136:1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercies endureth forever. And then he wrote, the Lord is always good, and he underlined always good. And we have and are seeing that. The song Josh and I meditated on a lot was, O God, beyond all praising. Then hear, O gracious Savior, accept the love we bring, that we who know your favor may serve you as our King. And whether our tomorrows be filled with good or ill, that we will triumph through our sorrows and rise to bless you still, to marvel at your beauty and glory in your ways, and make a joyful duty our sacrifice of praise.
One of those testimonies that in the worship guide I mentioned there are testimonies to God's grace that you offer up that are exquisitely costly. And that is one of those. And Anna, thank you. I had no idea you would do that tonight, but I know that all of us here will never forget that. God gave you grace to do that, to bear testimony to the Lord for that. The whole Rush family, you have been a wonderful testimony to us. And we know that you, that it was genuine, that you haven't tried somehow to show something for our sakes, lest you let us down. It's been genuine all the way through, and we're very, very grateful. We will never forget what God has shown us in you. We praise the Lord for it. Okay, Brother Stephen.
My name is Stephen Lemp, and I want to praise the Lord for bringing me through some health issues that had me laid aside almost all of last year. I was in and out of church because of some sickness with a autoimmune condition and pneumonia that complicated things, and really some hard times. I want to read Jonah 2, verses 7 through 9. While my soul was fainting within me, I remembered Yahweh, and my prayer came to you, to your holy temple. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their loving kindness, but as for me, I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. That which I have vowed, I will pay. Salvation belongs to the Lord.
Thank you, Stephen. Okay.
My name is Natalie Rogers. I was not planning on saying something tonight, but something my cousin said made me think. I'm thankful for my many friends and family, and for a grandmother who loves us and opens her home for the whole family. She is so amazing, and I thank God for her.
My name is Gary Santiago, but this testimony of praise and gratitude is from our dear brother, John Detweiler Sr., who was not able to be with us this evening. I want to thank the Lord for his faithfulness and care for me and my family over the past year. I battled the rigors and effects of Parkinson's disease for the past 16 years. On September 21st, 2024, I fell coming out of a restaurant and broke my right femur. After emergency surgery and 2.5 weeks in the hospital, I lost the strength in my legs, both arms, and lost 30 pounds. Next, there was rehab and therapy in a facility for almost 4 months, finally coming home in January of 2025. I had home therapy for 3.5 months and now have a daily routine of exercises, riding my stationary bike and pushing a cart around the grocery store whenever we go. With those, I can work on my walking and balance. I want to thank the church family for the cards, the calls, and an occasional visit. A special thank you to the entire Rush family for their visit to my room and their singing one evening. Also appreciation to Mrs. Becky Rush for her many stops as she was visiting her father. The Lord is good and faithful. Psalm 105:1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people."
My name is Rebecca Ringenberg. Every Christmas, I like to think of a word for the new year or a phrase that will focus my mind on how God wants me to live or how I can praise him more. And sometimes I can't think of a word or phrase, and that's what happened this year. And what the Lord has taught me is the Lord is my shepherd. There's been several valleys that the Lord has brought me through or caused me to help other people through this year. And one of them was trying to find a new place to live. The Lord worked it out where I needed to move. My current situation, the landlady had moved into a nursing care facility, and I knew I was going to have to find a new place to live. And my plan was to try to buy a house, and it was the Lord's plan for that not to work out. And after 7 months of searching and asking questions and talking to probably every lender that is out there, it just became clear that was not God's will. And through talking to a friend who knew a friend who knew a friend who knew of another basement apartment to live in, I've been there for a month now, and it has just been wonderful. It's very spacious. It's 2 bedrooms and 2 baths, so I have room to physically move, to emotionally think through things, to spiritually grow, and it's just been a blessing. Another valley that the Lord has brought me through, but it's also been encouragement, was this past Wednesday night, right before the service started, I received word that my grandmother had passed away, and everything was very fast. The funeral was Monday morning, so I drove up. The Lord worked it out. I was able to drive up with one of my sisters and her husband. I paid a grand total of $115 to go to my grandma's funeral, so that was a huge answer to prayer. I didn't need to purchase a plane ticket. My grandma was 97. I was encouraged by her life and her faithfulness. Most grandkids don't get the privilege to see their grandparents date and marry, and I did. My first grandma passed away when I was 12, and my grandpa met and remarried another lady when I was 15. It was exciting to see him get married. It was exciting to have another grandmother who treated us as her own biological grandkids. With the funeral that was set for that Monday morning when I drove to Illinois, and drove back. I got in at 2 a.m. this morning, so with 1 soda and 3 coffees, I'm doing okay. Although my body isn't feeling great, the Lord is preserving through that, and I just want to continue to praise the Lord for sustaining and encouragement each day.
My name is Juliana Stokes, and I want to thank God that this year I was able to be in a production at the Logos Theater. It was the story of George Mueller. It was such a blessing to be in the environment of Christian people. I especially remember one girl, her name is Bethany Davis. I remember one time we went upstairs and I was going to help her wash makeup brushes. And she talked to me probably for 30 minutes about the Lord. It really encouraged me, and I thank God for her.
That's great. Thank you. Amen.
My name is Susan Labadorf. And do y'all ever get communication mixed up when you're texting? So I was sitting at the table Sunday afternoon, and I got a text from my daughter Hi, Mom, I need money for food. So what would you do if you got a text from your daughter that she didn't have money for food? I'll tell you what I did. I got on Walmart Plus. Her name, I taped her address in, and with 5 minutes, I had an express delivery to her doorstep. So I texted her back. Your groceries will be there in 5 minutes. She texted me back. Mom, I didn't mean I needed groceries. I meant I needed you to pay me back for what I bought for food for Thanksgiving. So I didn't know what she spent. So I went to PayPal and I sent her $100 because groceries cost a lot of money. Then I got a text from her. Well, Mom, I figured out it really was okay because I spent $20 on you and then you only owed me $21, so I was just going to forget it. So there I had just spent $250 on my daughter, and she really didn't need it, but I was happy to do it. So the next morning, I was sitting in my, having my devotions and meditating on that, and the verse came to mind, Matthew 7:11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts, how much more shall your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask? And in 65 years, God's given me a lot of good things.
That's memorable. Thank you. Really, we'll remember that. That's a blessing. Okay. Let me just pause. We're planning on going until about 9:15. We'll stop if there aren't further testimonies, but this pew here is empty, and if any of you folks want to come, take this pew, please do. Okay.
My name is Flora Ernest, and I want to thank the Lord for the church family. I got saved in 1995, and after I got saved, I really didn't know that it was called born again until 3 years later. And when I went with my husband to a church, and they told me what, it was a charismatic church, so they told me that I needed to speak in tongues and do these different things. And I was like, I think I did this like 3 years ago. So I knew that I was saved back then. And in that one of those prayers, somebody said, oh, the Lord might call you to missions, and deep down in my heart, and I was like, well, this is something that I always wanted to do. I wanted to go help and serve, being a nurse, and the Lord said, you know, good. And then my husband in 2003, said, we're going to go on a mission trip to Pakistan, so I need to go to Bob Jones to study. So we came here in 2003. And the Lord chose, we were just supposed to stay here for 4 years, go to school, and in 2007, we're supposed to go to a mission trip. But the Lord had other plans for us, even though, you know, in my brain, I'm thinking 4 years, that's it, you know, we're going to go to a mission trip. But the Lord had two more children for us, taking care of parents, different jobs, different schedules, and the Lord... Deep down first, I was kind of bitter in my heart because I was like, the Lord is not taking us for why he called us, because all of our family was still in New York, and we were the only ones who moved up here. But the Lord brought us to Mount Calvary, and every time I'd come to church, I'd learn something new. I'd learn something every service, and I was like, okay, so this is good. And then as valleys came and... went through different valleys, but the Lord helped me to learn patience, how to trust in him for everything, how to work and realize that that was bitterness in my heart, that I needed to bring it out and give it to the Lord. And all those years, the Lord worked and worked in my heart, gave me children that I'm so thankful for my husband, for my mother-in-law. The Lord blessed me so I could take care of her and my father-in-law, like all those things just so the Lord taught me patience and endurance. And this year, the Lord opened the door for me to go with my daughter to my first mission trip to Africa, which was, I'm very thankful for the church family and also for my family and just all these trials and tribulation that the Lord brings into your way. He helps us to grow. And the verse that was like, you know, that I was very thankful for and I kept repeating in my brain was, trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. So after all these years, this was just the best time because the Lord was in it and he helped me and blessed me through this. That's what I'm thankful for.
Thank you. Amen.
My name is Christopher Maxwell, and I'm glad to be here and be a part of this Thanksgiving service. We've watched some in the past remotely. As I was thinking about what I could share if there was an opportunity, the Lord, I'm grateful for his grace and mercy and guidance through tight places. For the good portion of my life, I hadn't had a lot of difficulty or challenges that were the ordinary, but in the last 5 years, God has brought us through three tight places. And through the difficult circumstances, through uncertainty, through a lot of unknowns, God has been faithful. And one of the things that's hard in that is that in all three of these, the outcome has been, I would almost say, what we were hoping for. And while we're grateful for that, we've been very aware that that's not always how God works. He knows what's best for us regardless. But the first one was my wife's cancer, which was back during COVID time. And God saw fit to heal her, and we're grateful that it hasn't recurred yet. The next was my loss of work. I was downsized in the summer of 2022 and went through quite a time of being in between positions. And similar to Jonathan Shaver, just saw how the Lord provided part-time work through that. And then the job that he provided has been amazing, a remote position. And then the move process, as we were praying about whether to move closer to our church in Kansas or whether to move here, that was very stretching, very uncomfortable. I lived in that house where we were in Kansas for basically, I grew up there and then lived in that house for the first, almost 15 years of our marriage. And moving cross country and finding a house and was very difficult. And yet God was very gracious through all that. And we're glad to be here and blessed with the Lord's gift of another little one this year. And we're grateful to be a part of the fellowship here with the teaching ministry. I mentioned the audio ministry earlier. I've been blessed through that just this last week. I've listened to messages from, I think, about 20 years ago from Pastor Minnick for fathers. One of them I listened to twice. The other one I just listened this morning and just got a lot of growing. And thinking about tight places, a lot of what we're wrestling with now is parenting. It's our first time being parents, and we're making a lot of mistakes and need a lot of God's grace. And so grateful to be here, grateful for what the Lord's done. And we know there's more tight places that he has for us in the future. And we're grateful that we can trust in him for his blessing and sustaining through those tight places.
Very good. Thank you.
My name is Joanna Rogers, and I just wanted to say that the Lord, we have gone through a lot of things this year, and it is really helpful when you can just praise the Lord through those things, and he will always be there to help us.
My name is Sophia Lowry, and I'm thankful for Jesus and what he has done for me this year.
My name is Meredith Lowry, and I'm thankful for the opportunity that we have to cook for the college and career, because when we do, we are able to have both good food and good fellowship. And also, if we didn't cook for them, then we wouldn't have the opportunity to hear from some of the pastors afterwards.
Thank you. Daniel.
Shout out to the Lord, all the earth. Make the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. I'm Daniel, and numerous ones of you have walked through me this year in the times of joy and the times of sorrows. And I want to testify of the Lord, how he's been faithful this year. I came across this passage a couple weeks ago, and it just starts off with, make a joyful shout to God. I'm going, what if I don't want to make a joyful shout? Why, psalmist? Why am I to make a joyful shout? He answers it. Jumping down to verse 8, oh, bless our God, you people. Make the voice of his praise to be heard. There's our command again. Why? Who keeps our soul among the living. He sustains us. And does not allow our foot to be moved. For you, O God, have tested us. Okay, I'm listening to you, psalmist. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our back. I'm listening, psalmist. This is ringing home. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. So why am I to shout out for joy to the Lord? It's the next word. But you brought us to rich fulfillment. Like, he is the one who's been faithful through the whole thing. Reminds me of another favorite verse, Psalm 119:67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now I keep your word. You are good and do good. A friend shared this with me recently. It's one of our hymns out of the hymn book. Sing praise to God who reigns above. Second verse out of there. What God's almighty power has made, his gracious mercy keeps. By morning glow or evening shade, his watchful eye never sleeps. Within the kingdom of his might, lo, all is good and all is right. To God be praise of all glory. I want to testify, God is good.
Thank you, Daniel. Daniel, here's the second Daniel. Daniel, could you step up a little closer to that mic? Thank you.
Yes, my name is Daniel Muller, and I just want to recount a blessing that I heard from a previous Thanksgiving testimony service from a brother who is no longer living with us. Brother Elza Milner would often read a verse for us, and this probably happened when I was a teenager in the youth group. And one of the verses that stuck out in my mind is Psalm 37, verse 25. He recounted, I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his descendants begging bread. And that verse is meant, has been a reminder to me this past year. The Lord brought our family through through the hurricane. Many of you know that a tree fell on our house and we were displaced for almost 6 months. But the Lord was very gracious to us. I know of several people who had to be displaced and had to move multiple times, but the Lord just saw fit to have all those details planned out before we even knew about it. And we were able to stay in one location for most of that whole journey. And just thankful for your many prayers and your financial support, and just want to give praise to the Lord for how he took care of us during that time.
That's great. Thank you. Linda.
Well, in thinking about what I would testify about tonight, I also, the Lord brought to mind the goodness of God. That was the primary thing. And I did not grow up in a godly home, but at the age of 12, the Lord saved my soul. And he has led me in the paths of righteousness, and he has walked with me through valleys, and there have been valleys. And he has sustained me in sickness. There's been sickness, two kinds of cancer. And he has upheld me in trials. There have been trials. But I thank him for his goodness. And there's so many verses regarding God's goodness, but just three here. Exodus 34:6. And the Lord passed before him, Moses, and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth. Psalm 145:9. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. And oh, that everyone, even those who reject him, mock him, everyone would realize that he's good to them and realize his tender mercies to them. And then Psalm 34:8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him.
Thank you. Linda, when did you come? When did you all come to church? When did you arrive?
1981.
1981. The Lord has sustained you. You've been very steadfast and faithful and joyful. Wonderful testimony. Thank you. Patrick?
Short one here. My name's Patrick McGarry, and I teach electrical engineering at Bob Jones. And as nobody really mentioned it here tonight, but as many of you have known, there's been a lot of leadership ups and downs over at Bob Jones University and over the last several years, and there was a lot of prayer that was offered for that situation over the last year, many years, but certainly in the last two or three specifically. And I'm just praising the Lord tonight that we really do have a good leader in place as president, and we've had a much better feeling about the direction of the school, and we're all very excited to come into the 100th year next year. So I just wanted, nobody had mentioned that tonight, and as a faculty member, I just wanted to point out that that is a huge, huge answer to prayer. And one of the big things is that the new student enrollment was able to rebound. Not they were trying to keep it from declining, but it actually increased by 10% this year. So we're very excited about that.
Thank you. Okay, it is 9:15. Oh, we've got another one. Come, Aaron. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Aaron, could you
step a little closer?
Yes.
To that one? Thank you.
Hi, I'm Aaron Messer, and I'm very nervous. And I just wanted to give thanks to the Lord for his kind provision over the last year of a home and a baby. And, well, last year, technically, before Thanksgiving, Jared got married to me. And I'm very grateful for that, too. But really just grateful for the church family that God has put me in, who has just so sweetly adopted me. And I feel like I've been here my whole life sometimes, just with the, so many people I've been able to know and who've been so kind in reaching out and being a friend to me. And especially those who really came and helped us to get into our home on time for Rebecca Ringenberg to get into the apartment that she's now in. We were living there before she moved in. And so thank you to all those who are praying and helping along the way, especially those who maybe I don't know you are praying, but thank you for praying for us during that time.
Aaron, thank you, and thank you for blessing Jared. Some of us wondered if he would ever be blessed. You know, I think of that verse. It was quoted tonight, you know, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. And I see some guys sometimes, and I think, what's wrong with you that God has not favored you with a wife? I'm not pointing to anybody specifically now, but for those of us who sort of just agonize year after year, it's wonderful when some of these guys wake up and the Lord provides for them. You've been a joy to us, Aaron. Thank you. Okay, I don't think I'm missing anybody now. Occasionally, we will take just a few pop-up testimonies. Let's do that, but they have to be one-liners. And if you do it, we have to be able to hear it, and we can't take the time to have the men run the mics back and forth. So can we just have, I don't know, 8 or 10 just people? You'll have to stand up, give us one line of Thanksgiving tonight. Who'll do that? Who'll do that first of all for us? One-line testimony. Sherry? Praise the Lord. Amen. Sherry, how long have you been in the church? When did you start?
1978.
Okay. There wouldn't be many that preceded you. You say Roger is here tonight?
Yes, he came. He just had to
praise the Lord. So good. Glad for that. Okay, somebody else. That's one. All right, right here, Jonathan.
Thankful for the nursery remodeling. And for all our nursery workers who are blessed.
Okay, thankful for the nursery remodeling, all the nursery workers. David Lowry.
I'm thankful for godly friends.
Yes, aren't we all? Praise the Lord. Somebody else, okay?
I'm thankful for all the little things in life, like water you can drink out of the faucet, et cetera, et cetera. Having been in the Philippines, we can be very thankful.
Yep, that's really right. Brother Stephen.
Sister passed away about a month ago, but I'm thankful that she made a profession of salvation this summer.
Amen. Thanks, Lord. Anybody else? Yes, Liz.
For the Lord's kindness to us through several seasons of sorrow.
Okay, that's right. Missing there's a hand up that I'm not seeing. Right there. Good. Can you stand up and speak real loudly?
I understand.
Sorry, we have one. Do it again. I'm so sorry. Go ahead. Can you do it again for us? Thankful for friends and family. Very good. Okay.
I'm very thankful for how complete God does everything.
That's right. So true. Yes, Brother Randy.
Yeah, I thank the Lord many years ago over in Alabama that the Lord sent a faithful man out in a rural area and preached the gospel to me when I could get saved at 15. My wife was in Arizona in a very area of Geronimo, out on a fort area there, and the Lord did that for her too, and we're just so thankful for what the Lord has done for us, sending somebody out to these outer areas to preach the gospel.
Thank you. Great. Okay, yes.
I'm thankful for clear direction for our family in chapter 25 and now looking into 26.
Amen. Jonathan and Crystal Rogers are here, and we crossed paths, and Crystal, I think you said in 22 years you've only missed this service 3 times, is that right? Well, I probably have the figures wrong. What were the figures again?
We've been here 23 years, we've only missed two.
Missed two in about 23.
Two in 23 years, and where do you live?
Well, now in Dothan, Alabama.
Okay, very faithful. Now, I know that they don't just come for the service, but it's really always a great privilege. Jonathan, give us a quick testimony. Like you get 2 lines.
2 lines. Well, for the men who fill pulpits, and I'm only one of many in this room, I'm sure, it's really a joy that the scriptures are inexhaustible. And when we go to preach, it feeds us and it feeds our people, and we never, it just never runs dry. So
Lord's good.
That's good. Wonderful. I don't want to omit the right side. Dr. Levy.
Thankful for how the Lord blesses us week by week through the music ministry here.
With what?
Through the music ministry here.
So true. Thank you. Yes, back there. Mrs. Niblack. Good. Thank you. Got a couple more here before we sing and disband. There we go. Christiana, thank you.
Our new home.
The new home. That's right. Lord provided to you. Very thankful. Couple more. I know they're out there. There's a hand back there somewhere. Susan.
For making many prayers from all of you this year.
Need to keep praying for her too. There's provision for these health needs. Thank you. Okay, Mark, you look like you're just about to jump up. Is that right? No?
Pastor Bennett, I'm a single guy. I got nothing to say.
Well, I drew a bow at a venture. An arrow hit between the chinks in the armor. Well, Mark, thank you for your testimonies pretty much every week. Okay, who's going to have the blessing and privilege of the last testimony tonight?
I'm going to do it.
There we go. Thank you.
One of the devotionals in Spurgeon's Morning and Evening calls testimonies of blessing memorials of mercy. And it's been a joy to hear all the memorials of mercy.
That's really good. Good. Okay. All right, we're going to sing Count Your Blessings. Let's go through the words of that first stanza. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost. Now what's the next phrase? Count your blessings. And what's the next line? I'm blank on this. I need a hymn book. Oh, so just like you have in the chorus. Okay. All right. Let's try that. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings in them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings in them Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you have brought us through another year, and all of these folks, and many more of us beside, have been taken through experiences where we have learned more of your care of us, and of your always being more than sufficient for every trial into which you bring us. We thank you that even through the valley of the shadow, you are with us, and we are comforted. And we pray that you would accept these grateful praises tonight as a true worship, an offering up to you. Lord, it's really all that we can give, or everything else is given to us by your gracious hand. And so we tonight acknowledge, and it is a sacrifice of praise. And we ask now that you would grant to us the blessing of this week, that day by day we would be prompted by your Spirit to think upon your goodness. And we pray for all of our folks who will be traveling. We ask not only for safety, but we pray that they would be delivered even from anything at all that would cause them a moment's anxiety. Lord, give to every one of them the blessing of being protected and provided for. And grant that if they are with family members, especially those who are outside of Christ, that there would be warm, bonding times, and that if possible, that there would be natural opportunity to bear some kind of testimony that would be effectual in the drawing of their loved ones or friends to you. Lord, we do truly thank you. We praise you. In Christ Jesus' precious name, amen. Okay, there's one last thing, because if I don't do it, then I hear about it from all the kids. But are you going to have turkey?
Yes.
Yes. Then you want to have a good Thanksgiving and show, can all the kids help me? No mercy to the turkey. Can we say it louder than that? Show no mercy to the turkey. Okay, good. Good night. (Clears throat)